Consumer representation. The involvement of consumers at all levels of health policy and decision making is now an accepted practice in the New Zealand health sector and has been part of the move towards patient-centred healthcare. The inclusion of health consumers in decision making and/or governance has had several drivers, including growing awareness of the social determinants of health, inquiries such as the Cartwright Inquiry that exposed abuses of patient rights, and health and disability consumer movements that have demanded such involvement. On this page, you can learn about consumer representation in New Zealand and how Women's Health Action contributes to prioritising consumer involvement. Why prioritise consumer involvement? A major argument for involving consumers in decision-making and/or governance is that it helps to improve the quality of healthcare through more responsive and acceptable services. There is strong evidence that this is the case, particularly for mental health services. Evidence also shows that consumer participation is most effective when consumers are aligned with consumer organisations from whom they can draw support and a wide range of views and to whom they are accountable. Who does this in New Zealand? In New Zealand, there are several national health and disability consumer groups organised around specific conditions, e.g. breast cancer, and population groups. There are also various national and regional consumer reference or advisory groups attached to government or other health sector agencies. What New Zealand currently lacks is a national consumer organisation, like the Consumer Forum of Australia, to lead and coordinate consumer participation in the health and disability sector. Our contribution. Women's Health Action has long argued for more consumer involvement in the New Zealand health sector and has represented health consumers in a wide range of health sector forums over the past three decades. We participate in health service audits, external and internal reviews of services, service improvement projects, and sit on a range of governance groups and advisory committees. We have also played a significant role in three major health service inquiries: the Cervical Cancer Inquiry into the Treatment of Women with Cervical Abnormalities at National Women's Hospital, the Baby Physiotherapy Inquiry into Injuries and Deaths Among Preterm Neonates at National Women's Hospital, and the Gisman Inquiry into Underreporting of Women's Cervical Smears.